And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and our theme today is competitiveness. All three of my guests are talking about becoming more competitive. My first guest is the Executive Vice President of the Council on Competitiveness. We discussed what it'll take to keep the United States competitive in the world marketplace. My second guest is a former 27-year high school head football coach in the state of Delaware. He's made a study of accomplishing the seemingly impossible. We discussed his blueprint for pulling off the upset in business and in life. My next guest is a former partner at Spencer Stewart, one of the world's largest senior-level executive search firms. She pursued her own career dreams by founding her own business. She created Career Mapping, Finding Your Dream Job, a guide to finding your dream job straight out of college or when you're making a career move. We're going to discuss how to use one's own GPS system to find the job of a lifetime. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Jenny Clark chose to leave her role as a partner and a leader of global diversity practice at Spencer Stewart, which I said is one of the world's largest senior-level executive search firms. She did that way back in March of 2009. Jenny provides corporate consulting and executive coaching services through her new firm, Talent Optimization Partners, LLC. During her 12-year tenure at Spencer Stewart, Clark successfully recruited professionals in a variety of senior-level functions. Prior to joining Spencer Stewart, Jenny was for several years in the banking industry and 10 years in the real estate investment management business as well. Jenny received her Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of California out here in Davis, and she received her MBA from the Kellogg School of Management in Northwestern there in Chicago. She's married, has a teenage son. She is a California native, but now she resides in Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the show, Jenny. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, but first I got to ask you about the weather in Chicago. You guys avoiding that snowstorm, or is it dumping snow on you right now?
It hasn't started. Everybody is bracing themselves. So people are kind of scrambling, letting out early, and so it's the calm before the storm.
The calm before the storm. Well, let's talk about career mapping, because that really is your new thing that you're doing right now. So for my listeners who are just turning in, what is career mapping? Because several years ago, we all remember mind mapping. That was that freestyle form of thinking and sort of plotting out your thoughts. In what ways is career mapping similar to and different from mind mapping?
Well, I think it's similar in that it is a system. I've come up with my own unique approach to career mapping, and it's based on my own experiences, and it's based on what I learned as an executive recruiter. So you noted, you talked about my background. I've changed careers 5 times, and I don't think I'm flaky.
No.
I think I did it very deliberately in each case, trying to find that right environment for myself. And so I wanted to use what I learned doing that and what I learned as a recruiter, helping employers find people and helping people find jobs to some degree. And so I've integrated all that into a process that really looks at where you've been, where you want to go, and all the component parts of that, and lays it out very methodically.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you said you've changed careers or changed jobs 5 times. That hardly makes you flaky. But you did. The thing that I noticed is you made your most recent career move in 2009, which some would say was the teeth of the worst recession that we've seen in recent years. So tell me, why did you choose then, as it turns out, one of the worst times in history to switch jobs, to switch into your own business?
Well, it was deliberate, and after 26 years in the corporate world, I decided that I really wanted to bring to life this dream. I had started writing the book back in 2003, and I realized that I probably couldn't get a lot of corporate support for it, given that it was all hands on deck going into the recession. I looked at some other factors, and I decided I wanted to do this because I wanted to help people during this really difficult time to understand how they could really empower themselves with this mapping approach that I had in my book. So it was a leap of faith, but I'm really delighted that I've been able to do it.
All right. Well, the lesson to take away from this, Jenny, I think for my listeners is that even if you, say, hate your job and you're just sticking with it because of the recession, you're kind of laying low until things blow over, now's not a bad time to switch, is it?
It is not a bad time to switch, but I think you've got to make sure that you have a plan and you do some real homework before you just kind of leap.
All right. Well, you've been talking about planning and you've been talking about career mapping. So in what ways is career mapping similar to creating your own GPS system for your career?
Well, you have to put the right inputs in to get a good output, right? So just like with a GPS, you've got to put the address in of where you are and where you're going. And so that's essentially what I'm asking people to do. So it's, you know, what are the industries and companies and roles and functions that you've worked in, and then what are the ones that you want to go into potentially, and explore two or three different possibilities. And then you're going to do some of your own research to figure out what is required to be an accountant, what's required to be a vice president of sales. Whatever that aspirational role or roles look like, do your homework to know what's required, and then you can back into what are the competencies and experiences that you've had that can set yourself up, what are the gaps, and then how do you fill up those gaps to move forward.
All right, but let's use a real-life example. We're talking to Ginny Clark, everybody, whose book is Career Mapping, Finding Your Dream Job. And let's say I've spent all of my career as a telephone operator, just to pick a career that is going away. So I've spent all of my life as a telephone operator. That's really what I like doing. Unfortunately, there just isn't a calling for telephone operators anymore. So how do I use your career mapping system to break out of what I'm doing and maybe move into something new that isn't floundering like telephone operators are?
Yeah, right. That's a good one. Well, let's look at, you know, what are the real characteristics of a telephone operator, right? You've got to be able to react quickly. You've got to be resourceful. You've got to be focused. There are a lot of things that it requires to be good at that job. And so break down those things. And then what are some similar kinds of roles? And sometimes it helps to do an inventory. There are plenty of them out there that can help you. I don't do that, but there are plenty of StrengthsFinders 2.0 is one of those inventories. You can go online, buy the book, take an inventory or an assessment that'll help give you some clues as to what some of your strengths are if you're really struggling with that. So look for your strengths. Look for your history of what you've done. Telephone operator might be great, obviously, on the phone in a call center. That's not going away. So, you know, find out what are just some similar words and characteristics that might link to, you know, what's out there. Everything's on the internet now. All those jobs are posted. There are a lot of unposted jobs that you can consider. So, you know, there's always two or three choices for you. Never say die.
Okay, well, I agree with that. Never say die, no matter what the economy is. But let's talk about this. I mean, that's sound advice, and I like what you're saying, Ginny. But, you know, there are so many books on the market today about finding a job, and it seems like there's been a flood of them since the recession started. So in what ways is your book, Career Mapping, Finding Your Dream Job, different from the others in this same category?
Well, I see my book as really a system, and it's sort of like a diet. So there's a sequence to it, the way I see it. You know, everybody's got an approach, and I don't mean to malign any of my competing books out there. I think I encourage people to get several and take what you can from all of them. But what I've tried to give is a real soup to nuts. And in the book, I'm very clear about if you are entry level, mid level, executive level. So, you know, all the way through one's professional life cycle, because there are different things to consider. So you can't just say, you know, here's how you look for a job. Well, it's very different if you're 20 than if you're 55.
No,
so
very, very.
I'm really trying to offer all those little considerations in the book.
All right, and your career has been spent at senior level executive placement. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit and ask you: are there those senior level jobs, $200,000 to $250,000 and above, out there in the marketplace? Are people starting to fill those positions again?
Yes, they are. And I work with several corporate clients who are indeed in the market for high-level executives. They're coming back. And those are some of the jobs that aren't always posted. So while executive recruiters are very much still in business, some companies have brought in and fortified their internal staffing groups to find more senior-level jobs. So sometimes you need to really do networking to uncover those kinds of opportunities. Got to get good at that. Social media, LinkedIn, all those things are going to help you connect to the people who can link you to those if those jobs aren't posted on the internet.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you said that, because that's a good segue into what I wanted to talk about next, Ginny. We're talking to Ginny Clark, everybody, author of the book Career Mapping, Finding Your Dream Job. And I found it very interesting in doing the research that you were a linguistics major in college.
Right.
So you know that certain words have very, very distinct meanings. And really, I think that there are three terms that are being bantied about right now by job seekers a lot. And I want you to unveil the mystery, if you will, behind them. And that is, some job seeking books tell you to be visible. Others say develop your personal brand. And others say, no, it's all about the reputation. So break it down for us, would you please? What is visibility? What is personal branding? What is reputation? And what are the differences between the three?
Well, they're all very much related, and I think they are indeed important. Frankly, I was one of those people that sort of used to poo-poo the notion of a personal brand, but I've embraced it because I think if you're working at it from a content standpoint and not just kind of slapping a label on something, then I think that's worthwhile. So let's start with the visibility piece.
Okay.
I think being visible means you need to be visible at events out in the public. You need to be visible at conferences that are relevant to you. You need to be visible in your job and within your company. So it's not enough to just do your job anymore. You have to have other people within the company know who you are, and they need to think well of you. So that's where the reputation piece comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you need to be visible online. So we think about Facebook and we think about all these other things. Well, make sure that your Facebook profile is nice and tight because it's accessible to prospective employers.
Well, now that's an interesting point, Jenny, and I'm going to stop you right there, because if I'm not seeking a job, why do I want to be visible online?
Because people might even want to know you. They might, when I was a recruiter, we Googled names all the time just to see what information was there. What was this person active in? So even if you're not looking for a job, you should always be aware that your name is out there and people want to know something about you. That's the good news, bad news about the Internet.
And that's a valuable point. I'm glad that you made that. All right, so visibility is important both within and outside of your company.
Yes.
How is visibility different than personal branding?
Well, personal branding is a little bit deeper, and this is where you're known for something. So it's one thing to be visible, but if you're not known for anything, then your brand isn't worth much, right?
Right.
Think about Coca-Cola. The brand has a value. I think they've assigned billions of dollars to the value of that brand. Well, you have a value as well to your employer. And so you need to be able to have that value as expressed by others, how it's perceived. So it's a perceived value. Do people think you're an expert in being a telephone operator, or do they think that you're just, you know, someone who shows up without any real commitment to anything? What are your skills? What are you known for, in essence, as a personal brand?
All right. What are you known for? I like that. And then reputation, which on some levels sounds like it should speak for itself, but in others it's not. So why is reputation so important?
Well, back to what I was saying, you know, when you're visible, you open yourself up. So you're going to have a reputation. Let's hope it's a good one, based on the way you've treated other people, the way you've interacted with folks. So I think it's an integral part of your personal brand. Part of what your reputation is really going to say, you know, do people want to be around you? And that gets played out in the form of references when you're looking for a job. Hopefully you're in control and can give a prospective employer your list of references. But, you know, sometimes they will ask around and see what your reputation is for other people that might not sort of be aware that they're being, you know, that they're getting third-party information about you.
No.
So very, very important.
Yeah, solid information. We're talking to Jenny Clark, everybody, author of the book Career Mapping. So, Jenny, I ask you, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Career Mapping, Finding Your Dream Job?
I want readers to feel as though they have choices and that they have the power to create job choices for themselves at any stage in their career. And I think so often people want to say, well, there aren't jobs out there and there's all these reasons why I can't find something. I believe you always can. Now, it might not be immediately, but you need to have the strategy, you need to have a plan, and have the tools to be able to go out and find something for yourself, regardless of the economy, at any given point in your life.
All right. And now let me turn the tables inwards a little bit more, Jenny Clark, and ask you, what did you get out of writing the book Career Mapping?
Wow, that's a great question. I actually learned a lot about myself. I learned that I'm much more of a systems thinker than I ever thought. Now, it sort of ties back to the linguistics major that I did when I was in college. But I do think in boxes, and that really helped me create this very systematic map that I think helps people sort of visualize where they're going. People often just sort of want to lurch out and say, I'm going to go do this, but they don't have a plan. So I learned that about myself and came to appreciate that. I learned that, you know, what some of my own fears were. Writing a book and having to go out there and promote yourself and market it took me to a different place. I'm used to being in business. I'm used to asserting myself, but this is a whole different realm. So I was quite humbled by it, the whole process.
That's great. And it is a humbling process, no doubt about it. We're talking to Ginny Clark, everybody, author of the book Career Mapping, Finding Your Dream Job. Ginny, if people are interested by what you're saying, want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
MyCareerMapping.com.
That's MyCareerMapping, all one word, .com. And you'll find everything that you need up there. Ginny, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, what a pleasure.